Hey, babe.
I brought a surprise. Babe? Where the hell are they? My car's in the driveway, so they must be home. And the dishes are still in the sink. God, they forget it's their turn to do them. I guess I'll have to have a talk with them. When I find them, that is... Hey, baby, there you are. Had me worried for a second. Were you taking a nap? Oh, sorry, darling. Sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up. Hang on. Wait a second. You haven't been in there all day, have you? You have? What? No, babe, no. It's... I'm not mad at you. Why would I be mad at you? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound disappointed. I'm not disappointed at all. Can I... come in with you? Okay. Here I come. Okay, there we go. Is it okay if I wrap my arms around you? Okay, good. So it's been one of those days, huh? We can't seem to muster even the slightest bit of energy to get out of bed. I get it, baby. I really do. You're sorry? For what? The dishes. Babe, do you really think I care about the dishes more than your mental health? I'd use all the paper plates in the entire world as long as I had you. Yeah, that's right. Baby, look. If you're really that concerned about the dishes, then we'll do them together, okay? As soon as you feel okay, though, we'll take care of it later. But right now, I just want to hold you and make you feel better, even if just a little bit. So, what happened with work? Did you tell your boss you weren't coming in? You called in sick. Like you pretended you had a cold or something. Yeah, I see. I can't really blame you. I'd probably do the same thing. God, I really wish mental health days were more socially acceptable. It's the same thing as if you had a physical illness. It is. Babe, would you still go into work if you had a broken leg? Exactly. This is no different. Your health comes first, whether it's physical or mental. Look, try not to feel guilty, okay? You're not a machine made to do work. You're a human being. A human being that I love. Well, if they don't have enough people to cover their shift, then it's their fault for not planning for that. They're the manager. It's their job to manage stuff like this. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox. You're not a burden to your workplace. No, you're not a burden to me either. I know what I signed up for, okay? Do you really think I'd say no to some cuddles? There's no place I'd rather be than right here. Right now. I don't care. I love being sappy. Well, yeah, my day was pretty good, with the exception of hearing my boss ramble about his vacation for about an hour. But on the way home, I may have stopped at that donut place you like. Yeah, I knew you would like that. So how about it? You want to come to the kitchen and have some? All right. Sounds good. Come here, babe. I've got you. Let's get you out of bed. You know what? I'm so proud of you. I am. I know that was hard to do. Just getting out of bed is hard some days. Now we've got a little bit more incentive, so, you know, let's go eat. No, the cream-filled ones are mine.